810, I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
Well, you know, is that even turned on, plugged in? No?
That's not even plugged in.
That's not plugged in. You're talking into a fake microphone today, Susie.
Also with us is the cast of Little Shop of Horrors from Vermilion High School. It's being performed March 21st, 22nd, 23rd. That's next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 o'clock at Vermilion High School. Welcome Paul, Andrea, also Mark and Andrew into the studio. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Glad to come in like that. Now, Little Shop of Horrors. I'm from the age where I remember when Little Shop of Horrors was just a Roger Corman kind of B, grade Z kind of horror movie where Jack Nicholson had a brief part as a guy going in to get his teeth pulled just because he liked it into a dentist, and then the guy with the flower shop and the plant that blossomed at the end with little people's heads on it. So that was the movie, which then I guess became a Broadway musical or a... that movie became then a musical, which then became eventually a musical movie with Rick Moranis in that sort of thing. And this is the Broadway kind of the musical version of Little Shop of Horrors. And much like the movie Grease, there's like songs in the movie that may not be actually in the musical itself. But that Little Shop of Horrors we heard, that's kind of the main thrust in the musical.
Yeah, that starts off the show. But we have a lot of good songs in it. Some of them aren't in the movie. So we add a lot more music and soloists in our show.
Now, Paul, are you Seymour?
I play Seymour.
Okay,
yeah.
Seymour. Tell me a little bit about Seymour and what's his full name?
Seymour Krelborn, and he's kind of a nerd, so he talks like this, and he just walks around the flower shop, and he is he's in love with his coworker Audrey, which Andrea here plays. And so the whole show, he's kind of trying to catch her attention, and that's kind of why he gets this plant and he makes it grow so big.
Well, that sounds like a love story, doesn't that there?
But yeah. It's
the word horror.
There's a twist.
There's
yeah.
A little bit of a twist into it. Tell me a little bit more. And then who else do we have here? We've got Andrew and Mark. Mark, what character do you play in this?
I'm actually the plant. I'm the voice of the plant.
And what does the plant sound like?
Well, it just goes, he goes really deep, and then he goes just, like, really frightening.
Now, do you have that feed? Is Feed Me one of your, is that a song that's in there, or was
yeah,
that? Okay, let me just play. This is one
Feed me, Seymour. Feed me all night long.
So that's kind of what you'll be doing then for that particular.
Yeah.
Thing like that. Now, yeah. I was talking to Dave Swenson, who helped book put this together. He said that the plant comes from Toledo. Is this true, or where did it came from somewhere?
Yeah, it came from one of our director Carmack's friends. He works out in Toledo.
Okay.
It's a prop shop that we never found the title of.
Okay. So there's actually a plant, because without the plant, there's not a whole lot going on with it. That's a main thing, but it's a pretty big piece of big prop, right?
Oh, yeah. We have a bunch of the different ones from when they grow to different sizes, and we end with this huge plant that basically we all get eaten by, so it's big enough to pick us up and take us in it.
Now, is there somebody inside the plant, or what's the secret behind that?
Oh, we have a few puppeteers in the back.
Okay. And then you're the voice person, either off stage or somewhere like that. Too,
yeah.
Like that. Andrew, what are you doing in the plant?
I'm Mr. Mushnick, the flower shop owner.
Yes, I remember Mr. Mushnick. He meets his, well, I guess they all meet their demise at some point like that, but I think he's like one of the first people.
Yeah, he's one of the first to go.
To go like that. So let's tell a little bit about the story. Again, you talked about the flower shop, nice place to fall in love, but then this plant somehow takes over. You guys have a song prepared for us this morning, I understand.
Yeah, we will sing the finale for you. So, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hold your hat and hang on to your soul. Something's coming to eat the world whole. If we fight it, we still got a chance. But whatever they offer you, though they're slapping the trough for you, please, whatever they offer you, don't feed the plants.
Nice.
Now, are you guys in like a flower bud at that point, like that, or one
yeah,
of those?
Yeah, we're all kind of. We come back as the dead, and so we're covered in all these leaves and camouflage, and okay. It looks like we are plants now.
Okay. Well, you know, zombies are big these days, so any kind of return from the dead always is a big audience appeal for something like that.
Actually, the whole theater is transformed into plants, like. Things fall from the ceiling, and it's supposed to be the plant eating the entire theater.
Wow. So you got a little bit of audience interaction kind of that occurs for something like
yeah.
that. So when they were casting for something like Little Shop of Horrors, was this something you guys were excited about? Kind of sometimes it's different from a Rodgers and Hammerstein musical. This has sort of a more contemporary, I guess, feel to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, since last year we kind of did an older Rodgers and Hammerstein musical. We were all kind of excited when we found out it was like, oh, a pop rock show. So I think we all like it a lot, and it's got some really upbeat tunes and a lot of guitar in the pit that makes it pretty fun for us.
So you got a live band?
Yeah, we have a live orchestra.
Cast size, how big a cast does something like this have?
We have about like 30 people in the cast, and then we have probably another 10 in the crew, and then we probably have 20 in our pit.
Okay, so. Now, this has singing. Does it also have dancing?
Yeah, we've got a little dancing in the beginning and the end.
Okay.
And it's the chorus is mostly just in the beginning and the end, and then the rest is filled with the leads. So whenever we have the chorus come on, we make sure they're doing some dancing for the audience.
Now, what time period is this set in, or is it any time? Is there a certain time period that this
60s,
is set in?
50s, 60s.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for your wardrobe, did you have to tap into a closet somewhere, or are you wearing your own nerdy clothes? How does that?
Actually, I borrowed some of my dad's. But yeah, I basically wear khakis and a bunch of sweater vests. So.
Okay. It's a Little Shop of Horrors. It's at Vermilion High School. It runs March 21st, 22nd, 23rd at 7 o'clock. If people want to get tickets for that, what's the best way for them to do that?
You can either come to the high school on Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 3 to 5 p.m. or Thursdays from 3 to 6:30. Or you can call the phone number 440-396-7149.
Now, you guys are all seniors. Did I hear that correctly before?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
So is this kind of like your final musical, final big performance for the school?
Yeah, this is our last one for the school. Okay. We were talking about that. We have 3 rehearsals left and then our last opening night of our high school
career.
So
it's kind of bittersweet in a way, kind of a big performance. But as you're doing it, you're thinking, this is probably the last time I'm treading on these boards and being a part of this production.
It's like the episode of Glee. I'm getting sad already for them. They're all leaving.
That's all right. This makes room for the juniors and sophomores who've been sitting there in the wings going, I could do that. I could play the plan. Right. I could wear those nerdy-looking glasses, that type of thing like that. Well, thanks for stopping in, Paul, Andrea, Mark, Andrew, for coming in this morning. You guys have school later today, sometime today, right?
Unfortunately, we have to go back to class.
Okay, I'll write you a note in case you need to get in. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.